This is Kent Lindquist back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. And we're going to continue to highlight our jazz group of the week. That's the Curtis Counts Group, which was a quintet led up by bass man Curtis Count on the West Coast in the late 50s. Cut several fine albums on the Contemporary label. And it comprised of course, Curtis on bass, Harold Land on tenor sax, Jack Sheldon on trumpet, Carl Perkins on piano, Frank Butler on drums. This is a little thing that they did called Sonar.
Thank you.
tasteful workout on a fine composition called Sonar by our highlight jazz group of the week, the Curtis Counts Group. Okay, we don't want to let too many shows go by without doing something by the Count Basie. This is from an album that the Count cut with the great tenor sax man Zoot Sims, John Hurt on bass, Louis Belson on drums, from an album originally released, appropriately entitled, nothing too creative here, called Basie and Zoot. And it's just nothing but a slow blues. To give the composer credits to Basie and Sims, but it's just a blues that they ripped off in the studio, I'm sure, at the time, right off the top of her head, called Captain Bly. Nice Easy Blues by two great old pros who are very comfortable with each other. Count Basie on piano, Zoot Sims on tenor sax. Ably assisted in the rhythm section by John Hurd on bass and Louis Belston on drums. There was a little thing called Captain Bly. Back now to our highlight jazz group of the week, the Curtis Counts Group. This is a jazz classic that's played by the jazz musicians all down through the years. And it's Woody and You. Thank you. A jazz standard written by Dizzy Gillespie, played all down through the years by the various jazz artists, called Woody and You. And that was our highlight group of the week, Curtis Counts Group. I'm going to turn now to something by Art Taylor, drummer Art Taylor. Occasionally, Art Taylor will put together a two-tenor front line, usually a quintet, or a quartet. Yeah, so usually a quintet, drum, bass, piano, two tenors. And this is his album, Taylor's Tenors, with Art Taylor on drums leading up the group, Charlie Rouse and Frank Foster on tenor sax, Walter Davis on piano, Sam Jones on bass, Decor.
We'll be right back.
That was Art Taylor on drums driving his little quintet through a little thing written by Art called Decor. And in that front line, we had Charlie Rouse and Frank Foster on tenor sax. Okay, now we're going to return to our highlight jazz group of the week, and that's the Curtis Counts Group. And this is a ballad rendition of Irving Berlin's great tune, How Deep is the Ocean. I think on this particular track, tenor sax man Harold Land has most of the space. Let's listen to How Deep is the Ocean. That was Irving Berlin's How Deep Is the Ocean, done by the Curtis Counts Group, our jazz highlight group of the week. And it featured some wonderful tenor sax sound there by Harold Land. I'm going to turn now to pianist Sonny Clark. And this is going to be his rendition of Rodgers and Hart's great standard, I Didn't Know What Time It Was. And Sonny is backed up by Paul Chambers on bass and Philly Joe Jones on drums. Let's listen to I Didn't Know What Time It Was.
Thank you.
tasteful piano stylings of Sonny Clark doing Rodgers and Hart's tune. I didn't know what time it was, backed up by Paul Chambers on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums. Return now to our highlight jazz group of the week, the Curtis Counts Group, fine quintet, and this is their version of an old standard, Mean to Me. Yes, it's our highlight jazz group of the week, the Curtis Counts Group. Curtis on bass, Kyle Perkins on piano, Jack Sheldon on trumpet, Hal Land on tenor sax, Frank Butler on drums. Now, if you have any comments or perhaps some favorite jazz artists you'd like us to play here on A Feeling of Jazz, you can email us at our new email address, feelingofjazzradio@yahoo.com. We'd love to hear from you. Again, our email address is feelingofjazzradio@yahoo.com. Well, we're running out of time for the Feeling of Jazz tonight, and we're going to close it out with one more track by our highlight artist group of the week, the Curtis Collins Group, and we want to remind you that we are here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 on 89.1 FM in the Lakeshore, so you hope to drop by and listen to us again next Sunday night. We're going to close the thing out with a nice, easy blues by the Curtis Collins Group called Sarah. Thank you.